Cthulhu presents The Call of Cthulhu Campaign, Curse of Nineveh, by Mike Mason, Mark Latham, Scott Dorwood, Paul Fricker, Andrew Kenrick.
Did we do anything besides make our way to Mrs. Lewis's house? Oh, no, we did do something. So we decided to throw our money in with the Children of Tranquility, although we learned that our man has been sent back to the Middle East, which is kind of against what Maud's, you know, discussion with them was, is that we would hand stuff off to Udin. But that's not who shows up. But before we went off with them, Maud and Oswald went to the bank, and Maud smashed the horn to a pulp because she was quite sure that it was going to be used to call a demon. She's not sure that that wouldn't be used anyway. We then went to Mrs. Lewis's house. The landscape got weirder and weirder as we got there. There are cats everywhere. Some of us broke in through the back door. Others went in through the front door as civilized people and spoke to her maid, who is very kind and worried because her mistress has turned into a giant cat and is out hunting, and she's very freaked out. She led us all up into the attic, where we find it's basically a Bast temple. And there's a large temple of Bast, which Maud absently petted, and then it spoke to her, and Maud offered her the heart of Mrs. Lewis as a gift. And it seems like there are a lot of things on their way to the house. Yes?
I think that's a good summary. Somebody had gone in and added notes from last week's into this week's session. I erased those. Ew. I don't know. They said good notes, and then they summarized what had happened in the previous notes. But anyway, we don't need to worry about my first question, which is, where is Birdie, the graduate student? Because Birdie is not appearing in this episode. Roger, you are back at the club. It was decided that you were, even though you were the one who knew Mrs. Lewis and was most concerned about her, that you would stay back at the club to meet.
Excellent idea. Excellent choice.
to meet with a delegado, who is a member of the club. He will arrive and at some point after the others have left and ask around and eventually find you. Sits down. It's probably 10 in the morning. Sykes still brings him over what appears to be a very nice brandy. Mr. Schindler, do you drink? I'm happy to get you a drink if you wish.
From time to time, I've been known to.
Excellent. Sykes, two of these.
To indulge.
Sykes will look at him and, oh, really? You know, and go get something nice for you. And so, I'm hoping that you have the horn ready for me to take.
I believe the horn is in the possession of Dame Agatha, right? He asks out of character for a moment.
No, Dame Agatha was Maud and Oswald who had it.
Oh, okay.
Dame Agatha, because they kept it the same place as the statue that was creeping into Dame Agatha's brain.
I believe the horn is in the possession of Miss Throckmorton.
Yes, but they were going to let me know. They were going to give it to me. I assumed that they would. They gave you no instructions on this matter?
I will look slightly put out at the idea of someone giving me instructions. No, they did not mention their intent.
You seem like a reasonable man. You have any influence with these people?
Oh, yes. A very good deal.
Well, do you have a sense on why they're not meeting with me as they said they would?
Yes, I do. There are some rather pressing matters that have come up out in Croydon that they have gone off to deal with. I'm sure they'll be back momentarily.
Well, I don't have this much time. Pressing matters. I don't think they understand what's going on here. There are forces at play that must be satisfied. I was hoping to
I can guarantee that they do not understand what is going on here. That is certainly the case. Perhaps if you would care to enlighten me further, I'm certain I could convince them of the veracity of your case.
No, yes. I mean, these items here are not supposed to be in this world, and they need to be drained of their energies. Now, I assume you've had some contact with them. They would have shared that I have my own interest in those energies, where they go to.
Player question, real quick, just to make sure I'm remembering this correctly. Delgado is the one
here.
Delgado is the guy who wanted to get the things, and he said, "Oh yeah, I'm going to take care of them, and I'm going to drain them of their energy so they're safe." And then we found out not too long ago, probably in game time, that he wanted to drain them of their energy in order to use that energy somehow to make himself immortal or something like that.
Yes.
Remembering that correctly?
Yes. Okay. Yes. You. I think you may have not actually been here for that particular session, but yes, he had said to the, he had told them that he was going to drain them, and that with the energy, he and his followers could be made immortal.
Yep. Okay. Yes, I do understand that you have your own intentions regarding the use of these objects, but I can't help but wonder, if you will forgive me, given the nature of your intended use, why there is any time pressure.
These items are in the world. They were in a chamber for some period of time, and where they were safe. What we have right now with these out here in this world is a slowly heating kettle that will at some point explode. And the fact that some of these major items have been kept at the museum, have been kept in private hands, have been swept away by these children of tranquility who have no idea what to do with them. They're just following their ancient instructions. I think I may be one of the few people in the world who has the necessary experience and education and learning to be able to sort of stop this from happening.
And of course, the benefit, I'm sure, to yourself is has little to do with your intentions. It's purely pure altruism on your part, I assume.
Oh no, don't be silly. It's not pure altruism, of course, but it's with if things work out and I'm able to stop a major, you know, calamity while benefiting myself. Well, seems to me it's an all-win situation. Whereas your friends holding these items or giving them to people who don't know what to do with them benefits no one.
Another player question. Does Roger at this point know that the horn has been smashed?
He does not.
Okay. Excellent.
I was surprised to hear it was being smashed. Roger would be unaware that it was being smashed.
Okay. Wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
Well, that I can certainly agree with you that the pot, as you so colorfully put it, is probably even now beginning to, in the early stages of boiling over, to be sure. But why should you be the one to resolve it? Why not simply smash the items or drop them over the side of a ship into the sea?
They're in the world. They're not... smash the items. The energy is still there within it. It just doesn't have its form anymore. It's still, of explosive potential. Dropping it over the ocean doesn't take away its energies that are in this world.
With the keeper's permission, I would like to make a psychology roll.
Go ahead, of course.
And specifically, there we go. Ooh, 15. That's a very good roll. And that is, after spending 2 points of luck, that is an extreme success.
Ooh.
And my specific point of interest is I'm trying to suss out how much of his, how much of his desire is, I want to protect the world and get rid of these things versus I just want to be immortal and do whatever else.
So the immortal part, wanting to be immortal, is you get the sense that he's very passionate about that. Like, that's tied into him. The other parts about draining it and the energies being in the universe and whatnot, he seems sincere, but it's not, you get the sense that it's something he was told. A soldier in battle is told, oh, these people are the worst. We've got to go in there and wipe them out. And the soldier has, believes it, but not in a way that, a personal vengeance type thing. But more right.
So he's not passionate about this is the great work and what I have to do. And
no, he does think it's true, but it seems to be more of an ego thing, like, oh, I'm the one to do this, rather than a direct personal knowledge that that's what's actually going on, if that helps.
Sure. You will forgive me for asking, Mr. Delgado.
Sykes, two more, please.
Yes, thank you. How is it that you have come by all this knowledge?
Oh, I run in certain circles. I speak to important people, and there are those who understand these things better than even myself.
And so you have taken some amount of education from these unnamed experts.
Well, yes. I mean, in the same way that I could ask you how you got proficient in your profession, it wasn't just your own intuition. Some of it was from others.
Perhaps. Would you care to enlighten me as to whom these experts upon you have come to depend are?
It feels to me so far with your merry band that I've been giving you a fair bit of information and you have kept your cards close to the chest. For example, do you really think your friends will be back imminently?
I believe they will be back as soon as they have dealt with the issues in Croydon.
That's not what you said earlier. You said imminently.
Well, I certainly don't expect it to take very long. And Croydon is, of course, a trip from here, so...
So but not no, in the next, half hour or so.
My dear man, One can hardly expect a trip to Corydon to take but half an hour.
He will stand up and say, well, I think this is enough of an answer for me as to where your intentions are. As I said, I had hoped that we could work together cooperatively, but if that is not how you wish to do this, there are other ways of addressing the situation.
There most certainly are, Mr. Delgado. On that point, you may be certain.
I wish you a good day, sir.
And you as well.
Gets up. Walks outside. Could you give me a spot hidden?
Probably not, but we'll give it the old... Oh, hello. 21. That is a normal kind of success.
Yeah. Excellent. Through the window in the room that you were sitting in, you can see outside in the street. You can see Delago. He stops and he speaks to a man. He's a tall man, long nose, high cheekbones, neatly trimmed beard. They have a conversation. The other man looks to be fairly agitated. And Delgado sort of at some point sort of joins in with him in terms of being frustrated, and you get the sense that whatever they have they've decided to move forward on something.
And they don't recognize this other man?
You don't, because you haven't been to places.
Fair enough. I will take note of his appearance. Are there any other, perhaps somewhat quiet at the moment, PCs here at the club?
Oh, yes, many. PCs? No, yeah. No PCs. Oh, okay. No, okay. We don't know where Birdie went, but Birdie wouldn't be able to help you either.
Right. I was kind of hoping maybe Mr. Nichols was still floating around or someone like that, but that's okay. I will just let them.
Oh, no, Mr. Nichols is definitely in the other location.
Okay, fair enough. Then I will return to finish my drink and ponder the question of Mr. Delgado.
Excellent. Let us switch to the streets of Croydon. There is a large humanoid cat creature in the street. Children of Tranquility are firing at it. It has a locket, a chain around its neck that appears to have a cat's eye opal in it. Before we go too much further, we should resolve Mr. Anthony's current situation, mentally speaking.
Yeah, I was about to say the lack of sanity.
Well, so did you lost a lot of sanity, but the first thing we need to do is an idea roll, I think, unless you already did that.
Yes, because I lost both 9 points, so one here. I don't think I rolled my idea roll.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. That's weird. Okay, so 86. No, I did actually roll my idea roll. I do remember we did actually roll my idea roll. And I had actually found, I do apologize.
All right. Do you want to pick something or we want to use the table? It's up to you.
Use the table. I was trying to think and I couldn't actually think of anything.
Okay, go ahead and roll a d10.
D10, so 7.
All right. You are fleeing in panic.
Okay.
I was really hoping for a 3 violence, but, you know.
Well,
me too.
That's okay.
I've still got the 20%. Thing as
oh,
well.
Oh no, we're not done. Yeah, no, you're right. Can you roll me another D10 to see how long this will last for?
4.
So four rounds of running away in panic.
Mm-hmm.
You then, I did that very bad thing of reading the rules this weekend.
Oh, no.
I have a longer insanity underneath it because of the 20%.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like a phobia or a mania?
Mania, I think.
Okay, can you roll me a D100? 23. Karakothis. Uncontrollable compulsion to see maps everywhere. Don't know how that's going to come into play, but you see maps everywhere.
Interesting.
Yes. Let us go in next order. Dame Agatha has said that she will be cowering, knowing that she was not there. Oswald, I'm sure, would be big game hunting if he was here.
Yeah.
Anthony is now fleeing the scene, which leaves Maud, the adventuress.
Maud, the adventuress, is going to take careful aim and see if she can't either smash that opal or at least, you know, at worst, she shoots the cat lady in the neck.
Are you doing it from here? Are you getting close to it? So you have point blank range. What's your...
Well, she's out on the street, right?
No, you're all in the house. I'm sorry, no, but... the creature's out in the street. Yes, yes.
Right, right. That is a long range, isn't it?
It's pretty far. You have a gun, right?
I do. I have a pistol. I didn't think to bring the rifle. You know what? I will head downstairs, as I know that the guys up above are taking pot shots at it. And maybe I can find some cover and get a better shot.
So as far as I know, you're all on what they would call ground floor, we would call first floor.
Oh, I thought we were up in the attic.
No, you all came downstairs.
Oh, yeah.
You're all together, and that you were all got together at the point, and then you heard the commotion on the street.
Okay.
So you're on the same level with it. It's just you're on the, you know, it's out in the street, and you're in a house that's, you know, some distance from the, you know, not tremendous distance. You could spend around aiming.
Yeah, I think that's the better course. I will spend the round aiming.
Okay. Perfect. By the way, which way are you running, Mr. Kelly? Back into the house? The front door is where it is. You could run out the front door and run the other way down the street if you wanted.
Just right. It's at the front door, not inside the house, is it?
Right. Yes.
I'm in the house. I'll probably be running for the back door.
Okay. All right. That's round one. There's a lot of firing in the street. Top of round two. This sort of pretty much goes the same way as it did before. Another round for Mr. Kelly to run away. And but before that, Maud, you can take the shot with a bonus die.
Oh, okay.
That's what you get for aiming, is a bonus die.
I love it. I should remember that more often. 15 with the bonus die. So that is a hard success. Yay, D10 here. 1 point of damage. But I was aiming for the not the bracelet thing, the yeah. Necklace.
Yes. I'll let you hit the chain.
Yes.
The The locket thing will fall off onto the ground. She does not change back.
Okay.
But now is advancing forward. And let me just roll some dice because it'll be fun. Ooh, that's not good. All right. And she does a little bit of damage to one of the Children of Tranquility. But they have come to the realization that their weaponry is doing nothing against her. But you have shot the necklace. It is lying on the street as she moves forward.
Okay. Do I think I can slip out a side door or window and run out and retrieve it, since she seems to be interested in the men shooting at her?
You can certainly try to do that.
I will try to do that.
All right. This is round three of Mr. Lewis running. Give me a, whichever you prefer, I'll take a stealth or a luck roll.
I have more stealth than I have luck. That's okay. Terrifying. But I rolled a 94.
Well, do you want to significantly reduce your luck, or?
I would not have enough luck to cover that. So, you know, I guess I could try to push the roll and go out around towards more of the back of the house, which will take me longer to get there. Or I could just eat it.
I was gonna to have her do a swipe at you.
Okay.
If you ate it, but if you want to push your luck, she will focus her attention on you. And I can tell you right now, that is not a good thing.
I'll take the swipe then.
Okay.
Can I dodge at the swipe?
That's interesting.
No, I was busy being stealthy.
I think you're busy being stealthy. You can take 8 points of damage.
Okay. I will make my constitution roll. I will pass my constitution roll.
Okay. That was its turn. By the way, it has a dex, if you're playing at home, of 225. all right. Mr. Anthony, you are running for one more. All right. What are you going to do in this round? You have the big gaping hole in you.
Well, if she has just swiped and moved on, I will flop forward out of her line of vision and still creep along to try to get to the cat's eye opal, leaving a bloody trail behind me.
Well, you're standing. You can certainly get there this turn and pick it up if you want.
I will get there and
keep going if you want.
Yeah. No, I want to grab it.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's what I mean, is you can grab it and keep going. I mean, I guess in order for her to get to you, you would have to gotten close enough to, for her to get there, dropped it, you know, I'm fine with you grabbing it and still being able to move a little bit further.
Yes.
Okay. You picked it up and you're moving away. What's your plan?
Well, do I feel anything when I pick it up? Do I feel a connection to Bast or a surge of healing power?
To Bast. What you feel is it's first a sanity roll.
Oh, yum. Uh, That's a fail.
Okay, so that's 1 point of sanity. Because it is vibrating and warm in your hands like you're holding a small little kitten.
No, well, kittens are good.
And are you trying to sort of connect with it?
I guess I just spoke to Bast in the house. So, yeah, maybe I'm trying to connect to her, call her to...
Okay, give me a power roll.
That I make a hard success on. 25.
So you reach out and you realize there's a living essence in the gem. It is you felt this presence before. It is Bast. As you look around, there are these cats that have been sort of meowing and such. You can hear them talking.
Mm-hmm.
You get the sense, that if you ask the cats to do something, they would do it for you.
Yeah.
You also have the sense that you had been described to you about the guardians that Philip Church had at his house.
Mm-hmm.
With your hard success, you get a sense that perhaps you might be able to call those guardians.
All right. I will call the guardians to come and deal with Mrs. Lewis in the way that Bast has asked.
All right. So go ahead and lose a D3 of sanity because you're using magic.
That's one.
Okay. Now, as these two, you know what? Because you're calling them, I'm not going to make you do a sanity roll, but we should keep track for other people as these creatures appear. They sort of just seem to move out of the shadows and suddenly appear. I'll keep track. Everybody else should do a D6. They start attacking it. And it starts attacking them. Mr. Anthony, it is... the end of the fourth or the beginning of the fourth round, you're fine to not be panicked anymore. Are you coming back again?
Yeah, he'll probably be heading back to where the others are.
Okay. You can follow the map that you are sure you see around you to get back mm-hmm. there. Yep.
Yep. It might be a bit convoluted, the map, in terms of my path, but yeah.
The cat creatures are all fighting each other. It is very clear to you, Maud, that the guardians you called are not nearly as powerful as this one.
I'll ask the regular cats to assist, and but their claws seem to be working, so you know, a good kitchen knife.
So the other cats are they start talking amongst themselves because there's two people giving them conflicting instructions.
Cats, oh, blessed of Bast, listen to what she says, not to what I or Mrs. Lewis say. She is your true goddess.
Go ahead and give me a persuade roll.
Stranger things have been known to happen, but not that strange.
All right. So they're not. They're. One of the creatures goes down.
Oof.
One of yours goes down. The Children of Tranquility are still firing ineffectively into there. Yeah. I mean, you could call it back again, but that would cause more sanity. And, you know, you strongly sense that this is a losing fight. Mr. Anthony, we'll have you back again. I don't believe you saw the cat spirits, did you? In the basement?
Remember it tried to attack me, but then you worked out that it may have been an accident, that wasn't meant to because I had already killed the dude, but
it started
to attack me.
You know, you're already in a state of madness. I'll let this one go.
How nice of you.
Yes. Okay, so, all right. What do you want to do?
Well, he rushes back and basically he'll like look around and go, there's two lots of cats, one from our side and one from theirs.
So there's the large cat that was initially there, mm-hmm. the one that scared you so much mm-hmm. that you ran. It is now engaged in a battle with two human bodies and lion-like heads. Well, one now, because it's taken out one of them and is working on the second one. Maud is holding the cat's eye.
She's
very concentrated.
I will try to shoot it. The big one?
Yeah. Go ahead and take it.
19, so that will be a hard success.
You hard success. You hit it with bullets and you get the sense that it does nothing to them.
Okay, well, I'll shout to the others out the back. We got to get out of here.
I think they're mostly cowering at this point. So, but yes, you can sort of convince the others to leave with you. Yep. Mm-hmm. Maud, you hear a gunfire. You see Mr. Kelly. He turns and starts going back into the house again. It's kind of up to you. What do you want to do next?
I close my eyes again and concentrate on that presence. I'm just like, if you turn me into that thing. Can I transform and attack Mrs. Lewis?
Oh, now that is interesting. What do you want to roll for that?
Well, I'm pleading, I'm supplicating. I don't know that there's a role for that.
No, there's not really.
A pow roll? I don't know. Really don't know.
Let's do a pow roll.
Yes, a 49 out of 65. It's a regular success.
Cool. Roll me a d10.
3.
You lose 3 sanity as you force this transformation.
That's about 6 in the last 3 rounds.
Yeah. Why don't you go ahead and give me an idea roll there.
Okay. This may be a one-way street for... 56 out of 55 intelligence.
Well done. So you are in control of your faculties as you go into this thing.
Great.
And what you find is that you are able to hold it to a draw, but the two of you are evenly matched.
Even with the help of the other protective spirit?
Yeah, they're not doing any real damage, and nor are you taking any damage. Like, you see her claws come down into you, and it does nothing to you. Like, you have, you know, for whatever reason, your body is not affected by this damage.
Can I then talk to her?
You can.
This is madness, Lewis. Look, we're not even doing anything to each other.
Yes, give me the power.
You had the power.
Give me the necklace.
You had it. Bast obviously doesn't want you to have it.
What are you talking about? I am her beloved. I am her servant.
She asked for your heart.
Oh, did she?
She did.
And because I used her magics?
I do not know. Ask her.
Well, seems to me you've done exactly what I did. Seems she'll want your heart as well.
Perhaps she will.
Well, should we go see her together?
Yes.
And she turns and she leaps the house and climbs up the house with her claws and breaks through a window in the attic.
I follow suit.
It is exhilarating. This feeling of power and strength. I mean, you're on the street and you clear the distance out to the house. And as you're climbing up the house, you see, you know, for a brief second, you think of them as prey, but then you're like, no, they're my friends leaving the back of the house. They're all moving like little mice. I mean, like your friends.
Yes, I smell their blood.
You can slide inside. And before, when you were in here, it looked like an attic that was sort of a hastily thrown together altar and, you know, a little statue. This is a throne room. There's a long room now, much longer than the house could be. And at the end, there's a throne made of solid gold. And sitting on that is a cat-like figure that you know is Bast.
I bow.
Mrs. Lewis gets on her knees, one knee in front of Bast, and says, oh, blessed goddess, give me your strength so I may remove this sullied one.
I ask for nothing but your will.
Interesting. Well, I suppose there's a reason they give character stats, so you can do things like oppose roles. So, I think this is a persuasion roll.
Oh. Goodbye, Maud. Dropped it. Yeah.
Oh, interesting. How'd you do?
I did not. I only
How badly these. Did you not?
57.
Out of?
Out of 10.
Oh, interesting. She rolled in the 90s. Bass stands up, walks over, puts her hand paw on Mrs. Lewis's shoulder, and with her other hand paw jams it into her chest, pulls out her heart. You see it still beating. Stop in front of you. And the form falls to the floor, and when it lands, it's Mrs. Lewis.
I just grovel.
Turns to you. Looks you over. Grabs the necklace. Pulls it away from you.
Mm-hmm.
You are transformed back into weak human Maud.
I cry.
She says, this is not meant for you. But you did bring me Mrs. Lewis's heart, so I will grant you a boon. When you need me most, you may call for my aid one time.
Thank you.
She turns. She sits on the throne. Next thing, you sort of, you don't even remember blinking, but then suddenly you are in the attic again. There's a crude altar there, but the statue of Bast has disappeared.
I cry.
Okay. So, let's assume there's a certain amount of wrapping up that happens. And we're going to do this with you all because you're here. Is there anything else, Roger, that you wish to be doing?
I don't believe so. I think I'm mostly just waiting for the others to show up.
Okay.
Besides Roger getting jealous when he finds out that someone else has actually got bust.
There is one last scene. At some point, the whole group gets together. And Asher Rahman walks up to you. The children of tranquility have served your interests. The eye is no longer a Mrs. Lewis's possession. Therefore, we would like you to hand to us the horn, and if you wish, any other items you have from the temple.
Well,
by the way, this conversation is occurring. There, the remaining members of the Children of Tranquility are gathering up the bodies of those that were attacked.
The horn is still at the bank.
Well, we honestly can go get it right now.
Let's go to the bank.
Okay. They will load up cars. They go to the bank. Say, do you wish us to come in with you, or will you bring it out here?
I look at him and I say, I smashed it.
There is a visible slumping of his shoulders. We, the Children of Tranquility, have guarded the Temple of Naboo for hundreds of years, because of the great evil trapped within it. That evil is on the cusp of escaping now, and the only way to be able to stop it would have been to use the horn.
Well, are the magics still not in it?
It is not a horn now. It's the horn's property, the ability to be a horn. Bring it to us. We'll see if we can fix it. But this is an issue.
I do. I bring it out.
Okay. Do you bring the statue as well, or just the horn?
I bring the statue. I already had that with me.
Okay. So let's do this. They take the statue, they take the horn, they get in their cars and drive away. Let us do this. So, first thing is for chapter 5, there were a lot of things that one could have done that your group decided not to sort of get involved in. And so in the interest of time, I'm just simply say that everybody gets a D4 sanity increase.
Woo.
Well,
I'll take it. That's not a complaint.
No, I understand. For removing the eye from this world, you all get a D4 sanity. And I'm going to give this to you mostly because I think it's funny. You get a D4 sanity for stopping this, you know, mythos-related horrible thing in the universe. But you get a D6 sanity for ending the civil war among the members of the Croydon and Sutton Cat Fanciers Association, which you have done by eliminating their leadership. So everybody should get a D4, a D4, and a D6, if you can put that in the notes so that when people arrive. And you can do ticks now, or we can do them later.
My persuade is never going to get better because I'll never make a roll.
Wait, didn't you? Did you not make one? No, I guess not.
No, I just did better than she did.
So I rolled those sand checks, those sand gains, and I got a total of 4 points.
Wow! Did you get a 1, 1, and a 2 then?
Yeah, basically.
That's much I got. I got a 1, 1, and a 3. I got 5.
You beat me. You got 5.
I feel I should point. I feel I should say that Roger got a 4, a 4, and a 6.
Wow. Roger really was instrumental in stopping the war.
I feel that's the case.
You know, through his, you know, leading the troops towards the battle, but not actually going to the battle. Perfect. All right. Sorry, I've just got to. And are you all doing ticks now?
Yeah, I did ticks. I only had 2.
Done and done.
I'm currently doing them. But it won't take me long.
Sorry, Jim.
Oh, sorry. I was just getting to it.
I know. I was doing something else.
I think I'll go to hospital because I have 4 hit points.
Well, so do I, but I'm at the club. But that's like 4 times as many hit points as I had a day or two ago. So I will not begrudge you your hospital visit.
So some time passes. Specifically, 16 days or so pass. If you wish to go to the hospital, you can, but in 16 days, I imagine that would get you 1 hit point a day, would probably get you back to where you needed to be.
Yes.
And on the 14th of November, there is... Do people check? Who thinks they read the paper every day?
Roger definitely does.
I would as well. Anthony would. And he's now seeing maps. He's seeing patterns and maps in the newspaper.
Nice.
It's definitely got to do with the cats.
Anybody who thinks they check the paper daily can give me a library use roll. Nope.
99. I find something.
All right.
It's the racing pigeons. There's an article here about these racing pigeons. I bet you they're behind the conspiracy.
You do get a call at the club. Patrick Longton of the British Museum has left a message asking if your group would be willing to come by and help him with a delicate matter.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Before we jump into that, if I might take a moment.
Of course.
Obviously, at some point during the past 16 days, Roger will have shared with the others his meeting with Mr. Delgado and concerns regarding Delgado's possible next actions.
Absolutely, yes.
And a belief that they may not be particularly friendly. As part of that would have included a description of the gentleman that Delgado met after he left the club.
Yes. And I, as a keeper, can't remember if anybody talked to this guy or not. I don't think so. But you definitely, from Roger's description, he definitely looks like somebody you saw not only at the auction, but also at Delgado's house for that soiree you went to. He wasn't, you know, a hanger-on in the way that his name Otis was, but he was definitely there, definitely comfortable at the party. And had anybody spoken with him, it would have been a very quick little conversation where he would have just said, oh, I'm interested in these sort of objects.
Okay.
That is an excellent point, though. Is there anything else that people would like to do in the intervening 14 days besides heal up?
Is there a point in trying to contact Udin to see if he's still there? I mean, I know we were told that he wouldn't be, but...
How would you reach out to him?
Through the lawyer.
Yeah, not a problem at all. The lawyer will say, well, I was... my understanding is that he has been sent back home again. We received a payment for our services, and we've closed that particular matter.
Thank you.
Find myself an affordable alienist?
Like Roger? Uh-huh.
Roger might be an unaffordable alienist, but perhaps a small discount might be arranged.
How small my credit rating is, like only 30.
Or just take it out of his paycheck, Roger.
Fair enough.
So, I mean, psychotherapy is, I didn't look up those rules, but I'm pretty sure it takes a while for it to have any real effect.
I believe it's a month.
Yeah.
You get a psychotherapy roll, and if succeeded, you get a whole D3 sand.
Yeah.
Very efficacious.
Keep track of the time. We're two weeks into the month. It's fine. If you can
doesn't it also remove, like, you can actually, with a successful roll, it will remove the actual mania yes. or yeah.
Yep. Yep. Your long term temporary insanity goes away.
In 2 more weeks. Maybe.
Yeah.
All depends on my dice rolling.
So, Sean, in terms yes. of besides talking to Roger as an alienist, my character's actually going to be starting to gather paper together and start drawing out these maps that he's seeing. He's sure they're connected. And if he can put it together, so his room's going to be like this big, you know, his walls are going to get covered in pieces of paper, trying to link up all these maps that he finds and different things.
Excellent.
He is sure this is going to help solve it all.
Gosh, you know, give me a luck roll.
A luck roll?
Yeah.
02.
You know, it's subconscious that you did it. But at some point you draw a map that shows the museum and shows the place where you were told, I don't think you're part of the group, when the group first met, the representative from the Children of Tranquility, Azur Uden. And then you start drawing in, and you've got to go look it up, but you draw in subway lines, underground lines.
Mm-hmm.
And you realize that, like, boy, you know, you were near the museum. Every time they left, they didn't walk the street. When he left, he didn't walk the street. He went down into the underground.
I thought we were using the subway.
What's that?
That we're using the subway, the underground.
Yeah, that's the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But you realize that, like, boy, some of those subway lines go right near the museum.
Well, I'll be drawing this out in detail so I can show you the rest of the group.
Okay. It will take some time for you to do that mm-hmm. because other maps will sort of get excited. You'll get other excited, too. At some point, you'll have a map of your childhood neighborhood and that will seem equally important to you.
Yep.
So the luck was just sort of, well, one of the map, will you sort of be able to sort of realize that one of the maps is more useful than perhaps some of the others?
Others, yeah, I had a feeling. But yeah, no, definitely. I mean, yeah, he'll be still drawing out other maps as well as doing this.
Oh, yes, he will. For at least another 2 weeks. Perhaps yep. longer. Depending on Roger's skill level. And whether or not Jim wants to accurately report what he wrote, what he rolled. All right. There is again a message from Patrick Longton asking you to come to the museum at your convenience.
Oh, I hope he doesn't want the horn. Been kind of dodging that one. shall the three of us go since everybody else is on holiday?
Yes. I believe the museum would be a lovely way to spend the afternoon.
But you're talking about the museum. Hey, just look at this and I'll pull out these big, you know, map case that I've been carrying with me. Have a look at this. And he pulls out the subway map and he puts down the map of the museum.
Now, Mr. Kelly, we've talked about this.
No. This is actually, I think, actually, it's important. It's important, this one.
But look, your mental health is important as well, Mr. Kelly. Please put the maps away.
Have a look at how the subway actually matches exactly in terms of where they came and how they got in and out of the museum.
Oh, you do understand that this is going to set your therapy back at least a week.
room. Have a look.
Uh-huh. And last week we had to take a look at the map of the zoo because it made a shape of a cat.
Yeah. And have a look at this. Look at this path that the pigeons travel, you know, when they're racing them. I'm sure that's got connected as well.
All right, let's just go to the museum. We can take the subway if you want.
Actually, that's an excellent idea. I like that. There's some good maps on the subway line.
Sorry, Roger.
So, are you quite mad?
Well, if you can take the car.
Well, obviously, he's seeing you. The underground with the riffraff.
Oh, that part.
No, let's go.
It'll give us a chance to look at, you know, the entrances and in the underground and, you know, find out where they're sneaking in using.
Oh, Mr. Kelly, you have undone all the good work that we have done these past few weeks.
But it's true. Look, it's right there. Black and white. And yeah, there's a bit of color there.
Well, yeah, Mr. Ockhorn, I will see you at the museum. Enjoy your trip on the underground.
I take Mr. Kelly's hand and pat it like he's five and say, okay, let's go.
Okay, we head down and take the underground.
We do.
Sure. Mm. You take the underground, you get there slightly faster than... Roger does when he takes a car. You all arrive at the British Museum. Roger, is this the first time you've been to the museum?
No, I think it's the second. Okay. I certainly have not been as often as many of the others.
Well, the others practically have season's passes there now at this point.
I'm sure we do.
They could stop having to pay that little fee every time they get there. Arrive and it is you are quickly ushered by the front desk back to Patrick Longton's offices, or the conference room you've been in before. And greet you all, has to sort of stumble a little bit on Roger, your name. They said, "Well, thank you all for coming in. I'm hoping that you can assist me in a discreet inquiry. We've had some more items stolen from the museum, and I thought that, I was, you know, lamenting this with your club president again." Bluffstone, and he suggested that perhaps you all would be amenable to assisting.
I look at him.
Sorry, Mr. Longton. More items have been stolen from the museum?
Yes.
Oh. At some point, one would think you would increase your security, sir.
See, they're getting in via the subway.
Well,
I can...
The subway does not run into the museum.
No, but have a look. These parts here. And
Kelly.
Look at the... And I'll pull out my maps, put them on the table. Have a look here.
I don't know why I agreed to take your case.
I'll actually take a real look this time. Are there access tunnels shown? Anything that would lead into the museum?
No. No, there's nothing like that. But what it does show is that that the Children of Tranquility liked meeting near an underground station, and that station line heads away from the museum, but it also heads underneath the museum as well.
What is it that has been taken this time, Mr. Longton?
Well, so there was some gold coins by the Emperor Heraclides. It's of some value, a casket inlaid with silver and gold from 14th century Iran. A mace with a horned human head, also taken from Iran. But the thing of makes me think you might be interested is that there is a what we call a seal of Naboo. It was a disc about 2 inches, 4.5 centimeters, as they would have said there. It shows a priest in prayer before Naboo. Doesn't seem to be of any great value either in its sort of its art or its composition, but while the other items were simply grabbed, this one was taken, and a replacement was put in its place.
Indeed.
We don't know exactly when it was taken, but we know it could be, you know, well, we know that someone handled it back on the 5th of November, or around the 5th of November. Somebody was cataloging it, so it's been some time since it was anyone from our staff has touched it.
And how do you know that the one currently there is a fake?
Oh, it's a very good fake. I want to be clear that whoever did it it wasn't just, you know, threw it together. Someone of some skill created the replica, but it's clearly a replica when you pick it up. Essentially, the staff person went back to look at it again and realized it was not the same. The weight wasn't the same. The engravings look slightly different, and the materials being used in it are much more modern.
So sometime in the past 9 days, it
was taken. Yes.
And who cataloged it? What were the other things?
Sorry.
Go ahead, Roger.
And when were the other items taken?
Those seem to have been taken more recently.
Seem to have been? You're not certain?
Well, you know, they were in storage, and I suppose they could have been taken at the same time, but there was no replica left for them.
I, as a player, am a little confused by his more recently and a long time ago when we're talking about a 9-day period. But
yeah, okay. Yes. Yes, fair enough. What he is suggesting to you, and I'm doing a poor job of doing it, is that they're sure that it was, you know, 9 days ago that somebody last touched the tablet.
But they don't really know when the other stuff was taken as well?
They know the other stuff was taken, but it was sort of it was taken out of storage areas rather than it wasn't on display. The seal was on display.
But they don't know when the other stuff was taken out of storage.
They do not.
Okay.
Could have been the same time as the tablet. They don't know. Someone just sort of came upon that. The robbers may, in fact, part of the reason he's being sort of unsure about things is it's not clear they were robbed by the same people.
Right.
Because it wasn't okay. It wasn't
a replica
left. Yeah.
Sure. Sorry, Ms. Throckmorton, you were saying?
So who cataloged the...
Memes, Walter Memes.
I'm trying to remember if I've met him before.
You have. He seemed busy and didn't have much time for small talk when you met him. He I think he may have given you some information when you met him when you were trying to find Gibbons back with the shadow thing, shadow watching.
Well, maybe we should talk to him to get the most accurate description of the item that we can get and his impressions of it from when he cataloged it.
Of course, of course.
I'm sorry, why are you telling us all this, Mr. Longton? What is it you are
I'm hoping asking? You can help find the items. The police have essentially come in and said that trail has gone cold. We do not have the resources to go looking for it.
We have not returned any of the other items to you.
I kick Roger under the table.
I realize that, but my understanding is that you obtained the other items through legal manners. I am looking forward to having them at some point in our collection. I don't know where you are with
studying.
What's that?
Studying. We're studying.
Studying, exactly. But we know that you'll return them at some point. And as far as I know, you haven't robbed anything.
I should be far less certain if I were you, Mr. Longton.
He pauses. Are you joking or
Roger are
you offering him advice? Or what's Roger's tone here?
I will have to back out for a second. And so,
yeah,
I guess over our conversations over the past couple of weeks, and perhaps something that I missed in a particular session, do we have some reason for not wanting to just tell Longton they're gone? Whatever excuse we give, they've been destroyed, they were taken out of the country before, whatever the excuse that we give is less interesting to me at the moment. Do we have some reason for not just telling him, yeah, those things are gone, you're never going to see him again?
Because then he won't call us for jobs like this.
I'm not sure that's in the negative category for Roger, but that's a whole separate issue. So
exactly.
So legally, there is a bit of a matter in that you did not purchase this on your own. A member of the staff gave you a sizable chunk of money.
No. If you remember, Sean, when we rolled to see if we used her money, we did not.
You rolled to see if you used her money. I don't think you had enough money without her money.
I don't know how much. I think almost all of it came out of our own pocket.
But you didn't have an. I think she provided, I think you provided well over 2/3 of it. But I think she threw in some money into the till with the idea that, you know, you all had said, oh, yeah, when we're done with our work, we'll give it to the museum.
Yeah.
So is it legally binding? Is there a contract? No, but it goes to your overall credibility with the museum, which maybe it's not a big deal for you. I don't know.
I wasn't going to tell him that it was gone. That's why I'm kicking Roger under the table.
Roger can do what Roger wants to do, though. And Roger will do what Roger wants to do.
that last part is certain. I guess I'm a little stuck on. I mean, it's not like we can hold them off forever. So why wouldn't we just say, you know, I mean, again, come up with some, you know, excuse. They were destroyed. They were, I don't know, crushed by a train, or I'm not sure what the benefit is of not telling them. That's my only question for Maud.
Maybe this isn't the correct time while we're standing right here.
Well, I'm kind of hoping that we can have discussed this over the past.
Yes, I will give you that except for you took a car and they took the train, so there was no opportunity to talk on the way over. Hey, what's our story going to be? That's fascinating.
Okay, so I have made a psychology roll.
Uh-huh.
So I am going to interpret that as an understanding that Maud, for some reason that I don't understand, wants to not tell Longton this yet. And yes, as I said, I'm sure Miss Throckmorton will return them once they are.
We have retained a student to help us with our studies.
Oh, well, we have experts here as well, but if you you wish to handle it on your own for a bit, and of course, you purchased it. The museum actually didn't put any money in, so yes. In any case, do you feel like you might be willing to help us with this situation? With the understanding that we would, if you find it, like to receive it back again.
Yes, if this is yours.
Yes. Good.
I am quite certain that Miss Throckmorton will take the same care with the seal as she has with your other artifacts.
I guess that's true, so I don't have to do a fast talk. Given she was the one who literally took a gun butt to the horn. Well, how can we assist you in this?
Could we speak with Mr. Walter?
Of course. And he will step out and bring in Walter Memes.
Beginning to think they have a revolving door in the basement.
You do seem to lose a great deal of items.
Memes walks back in again. He is again in his early 50s. He's got a large beard and somewhat disheveled suit. But you have questions about the seal?
Yes, if you could just tell us about when you cataloged it and your notes, perhaps, when you saw it last.
Yes. I last handled it. Did I just give you the 9th? It is about, and he holds his fingers, sort of his forefinger and his thumb, some distance apart. It has Naboo with his hat kneeling before a book. There are stars in and around the book. Naboo is unusual. He has wings in this particular depiction, which is fascinating. Implies a connection that Naboo has some divine properties to him. Yes, I was just doing some research. I'm sort of taking notes on it. It's got a blue glaze on it, very unusual for the time period. Not significant, not a breakthrough, but it's unusual. Someone put more care into this than they might normally. Yes. What else do you need to know about it?
It was on display up in the temple?
Yes, it's part of the temple that we're putting together up there. It was in there. It was actually, when they found it, it was located right near the center part of the temple. It had obviously had some degree of significance to it.
Should we go look at its cabinet, how it was displayed, see if there was anything, any clues left behind?
Oh, that's an excellent idea. There might be a map or something, you know, there might be a pattern to it.
Yes. I'd be happy to take you there, and he will lead you to the temple. It's looking a lot more more complete than it had the last time you were here. Spaces in there, and bring you in. There's various items and lead you through the temple towards the back there. And there's a, they had put together a little wooden frame type thing. This is accurate to what how it would have been displayed back when they came into the temple.
I'm going to be looking at the floor layout, sketching down, outline a map per se of how it's laid out and where everything is, that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, no, absolutely.
does it look like it could be easily just, you know, picked up and taken out?
There's a guard in here when you're here, and there's a sort of a rope fence sort of keeping people away from there. Rope, what are the sort of fancy sort of divider things that are like symbolic more than anything, but sort of if you were to lean over, it would be noticeable. There's always been a guard here when the public's here. The museum is locked at night. The guards come through here frequently, given some of the other issues we've had.
I don't snort at this.
Good. Good, good, good.
I look at the replica. Had he made a sketch of it when he cataloged it, or is the difference readily available just by looking at it?
What he will say is, oh, you know, the memes is with you. This is the depiction, the artistry is exactly, it's close to, you know, very close to. You'd have to sort of get very close to realize it wasn't the original. And it's really, if you hold this here, the original had a, and he will pull up the replica. The original had sort of an interesting property that if you sort of turned in the light, you could sort of see a sort of blue shining off of the material. The glaze itself gave it sort of a blue tint. Whereas if you hold this up to light, it does not have the same thing. And the other difference is, and he turns it over, there were some writing on the back of the original tablet that's not on this one.
Oh, what did the writing say?
Praising Naboo and the wisdom that Naboo brings.
Sean?
Yes.
So Tony's actually going to sit down on the ground once he's drawn out the layout of this place and knowing where things have been stolen from inside the actual building, the museum. Mm-hmm. And he'll actually pull out his map of the museum, his map of the subway, and looking at where the subway passes underneath the museum and that sort of stuff. And he's basically going to try to see if he can work out the possible entry points to the museum and where. And he'll actually probably start wandering around the building, looking at walls and doors and that sort of stuff, looking for something that may actually be a possible underground access point sort of thing into the museum.
So you're in sort of the main area right now. The temple is going to be part of the public area at public, some point.
I realize that. But they'll have probably a back door, you know, a door for people to get the stuff into this area without walking through the whole museum. So he's going to go not just in the main part of the museum, but also.
Well, he's going to start, and then someone's going to stop him and say, well, where are you going? You know there's a restricted area.
He's insane.
You're aware of where that was because you've been told, you've been brought back there before. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, look, I think I could find, and you look around, I think with my maps, I could find where they're getting into the building. You know, I'm trying to work out exactly because I know they're coming in here from somewhere around here now, but it's behind that door, you know, your restricted area. So if I can have a look around, I might be able to find out where they're coming in.
Mr. Kelly, I will suggest that after we are done at the museum, perhaps you will find a new alienist.
Well, he's left you. The two of you saw Mr. Kelly drawing things on the floor and then getting up and wandering off.
Roger, I really thought you would do a better job.
Yes, I had thought I had done so as well. Clearly, this is a rather unfortunate case, Mr. Wharton.
Yeah, so if you want, send somebody with me, you know, one of your guards. Maybe they could come with me while I look around.
Can you give me a persuade? And you know, it is, if you look under the when you're under this, you're generally your temporary madness does not sort of just get hidden. So if you can give me a persuade roll at disadvantage.
Have I been hiding my insanity?
No, not at all. That's why I'm saying the idea that you're walking around holding maps and saying, I just want to go in your back area and look around.
Oh, totally understand. So I rolled 45, 10 for disadvantage 55. So you said persuade?
Persuade.
Okay, what's my persuade? It's 45, so not fail.
Sir, if you wish to make an official inquiry, we'd be happy to set up an appointment for you. But I'm afraid, given circumstances right now, we can't have people wandering around. You get the sense that, you know, at some point somebody may have, as this is Ms. Throckmorton started to do, suggest that perhaps the guards were not as good as they thought they were.
Well, he'll wander back. Okay, fine. I'll just head back to the others. And he'll wander back. We've got the guy who's with us, the staff member. Okay. Hey, look here.
Well, that's before you jump in. You've wandered away and you're wandering back. Let's find back out if Maud and Roger are doing anything first. In the intervening non-Mr. Kelly period.
Commiserating over Mr. Kelly's insanity.
Clearly
a hopeless case.
Memes will ask, is he all right?
No, he is not.
He might have something with people absconding with your stuff through. I mean, there is the possibility, but yeah, unlikely. How did you realize that it had been replaced? Just general going over things? I mean,
I came back to do more work on it, more cataloging.
What else was to be done?
Well, I actually in between did some research onto its actual significance. I mean, it was, as I said, located in a fairly prominent part of the temple, and yet it's itself not particularly, I mean, it's interesting in the way that old things are interesting, but itself is not particularly interesting, and yet it had a you know, was there and had its own display. It wasn't sort of put in with other items as we saw in many other situations.
So what did your further research indicate?
Well, what I found was a story that suggested that perhaps that it was that there were stories that suggest that it was used to, that it might have been blessed at one point by an avatar of Naboo. And that it was bestowed upon the priests rather than sort of created, but it was given to them as a means of communicating with their god.
Huh. Yes, much more interesting.
Makes much more sense. It'd be a fun sensor then that someone had the ability to communicate with some divine essence. I mean, it's poppycock, of course, but it's still very interesting. In any case, we're armed with this knowledge. I thought maybe I'd give another look to see if there's something I could glean from that, maybe get better information about what was in the back. I profess I sort of looked at it in a vague, Naboo is wise and great, but I thought perhaps it'd be more I could gain, but then I discovered it was the forgery.
No one else had asked about it recently, had they?
No, not to my knowledge. You'd have to talk to Longton to find out anything specific, but...
Should we ask him, Roger? Where did Mr. Kelly go? Oh, here he comes.
Hey, look, I'm sure we could find actually where they're entering. Sir, look, if we can get behind, I might be able to find where they're coming in by. You know, have a look at these maps. Look at the layout. They're definitely coming in from the underground.
I mean, that's a theory, I suppose. I could share it with Mr. Yates, who's the head of our security.
They're rubbish. They're no good at their job. I mean, look, they're still taking stuff out of your museum.
Mark, for once, thinks he's saying something
sane. Taken aback. Yeah, he's somewhat taken aback by this. Oh, they're rubbish. I mean, he may or may not agree with you, but saying it like that. I'm not involved in security. I can't speak to them, but I'd be happy if you wanted to hand me your map there. I'd be happy to share it with them and see what they find.
Hand you my map? I could draw it out for you. This is my map, you know.
Just so. That's fine. Actually, at this point, I'm going to guess that you carry around extra pieces of paper with you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So, yeah, he would literally, like, sit down on the floor and just pull things out so he can sketch out the maps.
Okay. Good. Is there anything else that I can do for you here?
Oh, we'll just stop and ask Mr. Longton if anybody had asked about the piece before we go.
Very good. He will lead you back to the front area. Longton will come out. Well, were you able to find anything?
We just had a question if anybody else had asked about the piece within the last 9 days since it went on display.
No, we not specifically the piece. We have had some private tours, donors who have given us money, have called up and arranged for tours. So there have been quite a few people coming through here.
Security on hand when you have your private tours?
Oh, absolutely.
Could we have a list?
Oh, I can try to get something for you. In some cases, it was simply, Lord so-and-so, party of five. We didn't check IDs.
I'm looking for Delgado's name.
Delgado. No. He did not arrange a tour.
Okay. Good, good, good. I look at Roger and kind of shrug.
Yeah, once I finish, I'll catch up with the group and hand the guy my the copies of my maps. Hesitantly.
Excellent.
Because it's still giving away maps. I mean,
well, I think you're. Isn't it just that you see maps everywhere? It's not necessarily that you're drawing maps everywhere.
I know, but these are maps that I've collated and put together and worked this out in my
Fair
head.
Enough.
So it's still, you know, a lot of work has been put in.
Absolutely. Okay.
I don't know as we leave.
I'd be happy to take idea rolls if you want or not as you.
Anybody else got an idea?
I believe we should return to the club.
I had a hard idea roll.
What's that?
I had a hard idea roll.
Okay.
I think we should wander through the underground. You know, we might be able to find the way they're getting in.
Yes, Mr. Kelly, you can do that. And perhaps you will find a new alienist down there to take you on as a patient.
If I liked Roger.
Everybody likes Roger till they start spending time with Roger, and then, well, they often end up dead.
Yeah.
Maybe Roger is the problem here. So Roger, you're
I've
heading
been trying
back
to
the club
on the down low, but you know, one of the obvious.
Well, we're getting towards the end here, so I thought maybe it'd be a good time to do the secret Hitler to reveal.
Oh, yes. To the club.
To the club it is.
See if anybody's returned from holiday.
Oh, hey. Hope you had a great time. Yeah.
Wait, what?
Oh, it's Bertie.
Yes, it's your graduate assistant. Bertie is, when you arrive back at the club, mm-hmm. Bertie is in the front drawing room area. He is being closely watched by Sykes.
Always harmless, Sykes.
You get the strong sense that Sykes isn't quite sure that you're harmless, but
we're paying members.
He was asking about Mr. Schindler.
He's already smarter than I thought.
Yes, and you can all get together. I assume you'll take some time to brief.
Yes.
Bertie? Yeah,
so, very interesting. So, what do you think it is? The subway or the tours, the private tours?
Oh, definitely the subway. I could show you. And I reach for my maps.
Yes.
Let's have some lunch.
Mr. Wise, perhaps you could accompany Mr. Kelly on his excursion.
Oh yeah, I can do that if you wanted to. Yes.
Oh, I think that would be an excellent use of your time.
You know, you won't send me to some place that is not safe. I appreciate that.
Someone is not safe with an insane man.
Yes, we debrief.
All right. Perfect. So let me just make sure I understand. Mr. Kelly, are you going with Bertie to the subway?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I mean, it's his theory. So, yeah, definitely he's going. And he'll be showing Bernie the maps as well in detail and going how it goes underneath the museum.
Before going in, I will actually take a look at the maps and see if they make sense, Sean.
I mean, there is a subway line that goes underneath the museum or really close to the museum. Mm-hmm. There's no, on Mr. Kelly's maps, there's no tunnels or anything like that associated. There's nothing on there that would suggest, oh, there's a maintenance tunnel this way or anything like that. But Mr. Kelly has also not been down there yet. I mean, there's a juxtaposition of the station and the museum and the Children of Tranquility. Is that worth your time? You're a graduate student, so I don't know what your time is worth, having been one myself for an extended period.
I'll go with Mr. Kelly.
This probably wouldn't be the worst time to ask if you're being paid, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's a question for Roger.
All right.
All right. I believe it's Dame Agatha that's doing all the hiring.
It is true. Yeah.
Go.
No, please.
I'm sure Dame Agatha is paying well.
I do hope so. I haven't get paid yet.
Don't worry, Bertie. Have some lunch first.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Have a little lunch. I assume you're having lunch and getting sort of updated on things. Yeah.
All about the coin.
I'm going to have Anthony and Bertie leave. Mm-hmm. Soon after they leave, Wentworth will come in. Club president, I think his name is Wentworth, or is it Bluffstone? Bluffstone will come in. Say, look at this. Look what I found. And he will put down a, looks to be a casket that's been inlaid with silver and gold. It's from Iran, the 14th century. Found a little antique shop that was selling it.
I look at it. I look up at him. Really? What's the name of this antique shop?
Hodge and Barstow. It's up in the Hampstead area, north of here.
You should take this to Mr. Longton at the museum to be, I believe he might have some information for you on its provenance.
He looks a little crestfallen. Oh.
Oh, is this part of
the things that were stolen?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I knew it was too good to be true.
All
right, I'll go see Patrick.
Shall we, Roger?
A bit of antiquing, yes.
And I feel like that's a good place to stop with the characters once again splitting into two parties.